We are in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be doing from Zayin through Yud today. Zayin Afal Pisha also Litom Kodem Kiddush and Tor Makadish. Even though you're supposed to first make Kiddush and then eat, if you ate before Kiddush, you can still make Kiddush. Mishabur says, even if you wait a whole meal, how late can you make Kiddush? The whole night till the morning. Not only that, but let's say you remember late at night you haven't made Kiddush, you shouldn't wait for the morning. You should make Kiddush right away. Sifches, im lo Kiddush balayla, bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. If you did not make Kiddush at night, whether it was b'shogig or b'mezid, yesh lo tashlumin l'machar kol hayom, you can make Kiddush by day. Hagav v'omer kol ha-Kiddush alayla milvan v'aychulu. You say the nusel of Kiddush by night except for v'aychulu. Now, it still has to be Kiddush from Makom Suda. And you could make Kiddush a whole day. In fact, if it's Bein HaShmoshes of Shabbos afternoon, you could still make Kiddush without Shem or Malchus. And you don't say Vaychulu like the Rama mentioned, because Hashem finished all the Malach on Shabbos. On Friday night. And here, not on Shabbos morning. Vaychulu is for when the Malach got finished. Siftes, tzorech shiya mapa al ha-shulchan tachas ha-pas, u mapa acheres prus al gabov. You're supposed to have a tablecloth under the challah and a cover on top of the challah. Why is this? So the Torah, in the name of the Yerushalmi, brings that it should not, the challah should not see its boshes, its shame, where you're making kiddush on yayin before pas, even though pas really should have kadima over yayin. Based on this, what if someone's making Kiddush on Pas? He wouldn't have to cover them. Another time the Torah brings down a Zecher Lamon, that it came packaged with the towel under it and the towel over it. So if that's the case, then even when you're making Kiddush on the Challah, you're supposed to have it covered. And that's our Minig. The Prima Gadim holds that it just has to be covered till after Kiddush. The Chayadim says, since it's a Zecher Lamon, it has to be covered until the Motzi. The Eliyarabah and the Derech Chaim say an interesting thing. Someone who's being Makadosh on bread, how does he do it? So let's go through the practicalities. What he does is, first, you put the mop on the challahs, you have the challah dekel covering the challahs, you put your hand over it, and you put both hands on the mapa, and you say the Nusach of Kiddush. Then you say HaMotzi, in other words, you'll say Yom HaShish V'Aychulu HaShemayim with your hands on the mapa. Then you uncover the challah, you put your hands directly on the pas, and you say HaMotzi. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you actually lift off the challah. Then you put them down, you cover them up again, and then you put your hands back on the mapa, and you say the Nusach HaKiddush. Sif Yud. Makadish al kos mole yayin. You're supposed to have a kos mole, a full cup. This is not le'ikuva. A kos bracha lechatchila is supposed to be mole. B'di'evet, as long as it had a revius, it's all right. Pachas merevius is not a kos bracha. Yeah. V'ton and v'shaloyia pogum. It's not supposed to be pogum. Pogum means that someone drank from it. It's got to be a cup that no one, it's got to be wine that no one's drunk from before. That means that no one drank from it in its cup. Now, what happens if someone did drink from it? You add a drop of water to be metak in it. What happens if you don't have? So, pashtis, there you can also be mekadesh on a kos pogum. Mr. Brun brings an Eish Lavram that by night you're better off saying Kiddush over the challah than you are in saying it over a kos pogum. The ton kol ma sheton kol shel birkas hamazon. It needs everything that a kos birkas hamazon needs. It has to be sholem. It has to be rinsed. It means the cup itself couldn't be broken. It's got to stand on its own, and it has to be rinsed inside and outside. Va'omer vaychulu muumid. Vaychulu has to be said standing because it's edis. By the way, if you forgot to say Vaychulu in Kiddush, you can wake up whenever you do during the meal and say Vaychulu then. So the Vaychulu, according to the Mechaber, is standing. V'achar kach omer bor priyagofen, v'achar kach kiddush, then you say bor priyagofen and kiddush. Says the Ramo, Hagov Yochel Lamud B'Shas HaKiddush. If he wants to, we can continue standing. V'Yosu Tov Leishiv, it makes more sense to sit. That means to stand for Vaychulu and sit for the brachas. Why is that? Because it's more B'Kiddush Makam Suda. According to the Gra, if you're being motzi others, you have to have a kvias, and the fact that you're sitting makes a kvias. And by the way, says the Mishnah Berurah, they shouldn't be people just walking all over the place. They should be really sitting in one place, looking like one chabura. Ki maschil in yom hashishi. So what does he say? Rak shemaschil lo nimtzas lechvod Hashem. Really, you sit for the whole benching, for the whole kiddush. Just the very beginning, Yom HaShishi Vaychulu HaShamayim is Rosh Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. That you stand for, look over the shame. Ki maschilu Yom HaShishi Vaychulu HaShamayim v'nirmas b'shem Hashem b'Rosh Tevis. Ukshe maschil yitin Eidem b'neiris, when you start, you look at the candles. V'shas HaKiddush b'kol shel bracha. V'chein mirali. Whereas at the time of Kiddush, there you're supposed to look in the kol shel bracha. Now, Lamaisa, in a place where they normally sit, the reason why they're sitting for Vaychulu is because they already said it in Shul, so you yotze the Yedis. The Indian of what to look at. So when you start off, what you do is you look at the candles. But when you make the actual bracha, then you're supposed to look into the cup. And that is a skula for refuah.